You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Cryptid Creatures Podcast with Todd and Brian. If you've had an encounter and want to be on the show, email us at info@cryptidcreatures.co or visit our website at www.cryptidcreatures.net.
I get that feeling, I'm like, let me look around. And I start looking up, and then I'm like, no way. That's when I noticed I saw something, and the first thing that I felt was that gasp, like that gasp of air, and that fear. When I looked into the cave, it looked like a balloon head, big eyes, gray skin.
This is the Cryptid Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host Todd. What's up, buddy?
Hello, Brian, and hello, listeners. Hope everyone's doing well. Brian, we got an interesting show tonight. We got something different coming on here.
We do. This is a very interesting one.
Bringing Anthony Reyes on. Anthony saw a strange creature in a cave in Arizona.
Arizona.
We don't know what it is. I don't think he knows what it is, but we're going to try to find out.
Yeah, he's got a really good video that we'll discuss after.
Yeah, cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that one. All right, let's bring him on, man. You ready?
Yep, let's get him.
Hey, how you doing?
Anthony. Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Anthony, thanks for talking to us tonight, man.
Thank you.
You had reached out to us in an email and said that you had an encounter with something strange while you were in, was it California, I believe?
This happened in Sedona, in Arizona. This was on February 1st of this year.
What were you guys out doing?
That's me and my wife's anniversary, and it was our 10-year anniversary. And we wanted to, she thought I was going to take her to hot springs. And she likes to go. She likes all that, like, new age vortexes and all that stuff. And, I knew about Sedona being, like, a major vortex or whatever they, you know. And they have all these tours, and I thought it'd be cool if we went on a tour and, you know, do all that for our 10-year anniversary and go on a spa and whatever. So we go out there, I surprise her, and we go on a tour, you know, with the vortex and everything. And I'm not going to say what tour it was, but it kind of sucked. I was expecting to go to, take an actual hike to the Bell Rock or take us here, take us there. But they just kind of take you to this neighborhood, and it's not, you know, it's okay. I'm not going to talk down on them, but it wasn't what I was expecting. So the next day we were like, let's just go out on our own. Like, we have a Jeep. The rental company had messed up. They didn't have the economy car they were going to give me, and they upgraded me for free on a Jeep.
Nice.
When we got to Phoenix, we were like, hell yeah, we got a Jeep. Like, let's just take these 4x4 trails. And so that next day we woke up in the morning and decided to go on the 4x4 trails. I popped the top off the Jeep and everything. And I've never driven a Jeep. So it was pretty fun to, you know, drive with the top off. And it's February 1st, so it's a little cold, but we're still with the top off. Like,
why not?
it's warmer than Texas. So yeah, it wasn't too bad, but it was pretty cloudy day and cold. So we go to Bell Tower, Bell Rock, and we start there. We start walking like up, and you know, it's supposed to be one of these vortex places with high energy and everything, and I'm kind of skeptical about it. Like, but I'm the first one to feel something, and my wife is more like, you know, ready to feel something, and she gets kind of like jealous that I'm over here. I'm telling her that, oh shit, like I feel electricity coming in from the bottom of my feet. It's kind of weird. It's like cold. Like it feels cold, but in an electrical way. And then it gets weirder. It goes up to the back of my thighs. And then the weirdest thing, I mean, I've never felt this before. It goes into like the bottom of my stomach. That's how far this electrical weird feeling went up to my stomach. Wow. And I don't have a script or anything, so I'm just trying to remember this from memory. So
yeah, take your time. Take your time.
I'm sorry if I go back and forth.
Yeah. That's right.
But so we keep walking, and this keep in mind, this is just a you drive up to the parking lot, and there's the trailhead. I mean, the trail starts there. So this is not the 4x4 trail that, you know, that we saw something on. But this was before, and we hike it, we go up, and then the next place I go to is a different vortex. It's like where the church is built on, and you know, we're not the most religious people, but you know, we went in there and got on our knees and prayed. And there was something I felt that day. Like I was scared. I was scared of the trail because my wife was so adamant that let's go on Soldier's Pass Trail. And that trail, you have to pay, I think, $20 to get a permit, because it's on private property, to go there. And she got online, got the pass, and I got kind of nervous. Like, oh, what's the difficulty level on the trail? And she said it was advanced. And I'm like, oh, man. Like, I've done it before, and I had a bad experience. Nothing bad happened, but there's some pretty steep steep parts of a mountain when you're going off-roading, and it's kind of scary, you know, when you're on the top of a mountain in a steep road. And so that's why I was pretty nervous. So we went, you know, I got on my knees, I prayed to God. I was like, hey, God, protect me, whatever happens next, just like take care of me, please. And so we go off onto that trail, and you know, I started driving it, and it's not bad at all. Like compared to other trails I've done in Colorado, 4x4 trails, that one was actually just fun. It was just bumpy. It was, you know, not that bad. And it was only like a mile and a half. And then it stops. And I thought it was going to be like a turnaround. You know, you get out through a different way, but you have to go back the same way you came and leave. But I stopped at that trail, and we were supposed to go to the Devil's Bridge to take pictures and stuff. And then, a group of hikers were hiking down this trail, and where I parked at the end of this 4x4 trail. And they were like, no, Devil's Bridge is like on a whole nother area. And, so I, you know, they were like, well, but there's some caves up here. You could go this way. And it's just about, you know, half a mile hike. And I mean, it's pretty hard because you got to go uphill and rocks. It's basically, you're almost rock climbing to get there. So we start walking that way. Like, all right, it's cool. Let's park the car, put the top on. Or actually, we didn't even put the top on. We just left it up open like that. And we took off on this trail where we're heading towards the caves. And so this is where you can go on my TikTok and see. It got like 2.6 so far, 2.6 million views on it right now.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I didn't expect it to get that big, you know. But there's a bunch of controversy. Like, I don't see nothing. And then you got like half the people saying, I see it. It's right there. Can't you see? Like, but it's on there. And yeah, we were going up that way. And so one thing I want to know, or did you have a question? Sorry.
Where at around Sedona were you guys? Were you in like a national park or a forest, or where was this kind of more pinpointed, if you don't mind?
Yeah, this is Soldiers Pass Trail. It's a I think it's not even public, because you have to pay to get a pass to drive in there.
Okay, I see it on the map here then. Okay.
There's a code. They give you a code once you get, pay it. You get a code of a lock, and you got to, go up there and unlock it and open the gate, and then you drive out in there and close it.
Okay, I see what kind of terrain you're looking at there. And it's kind of the foothills, but it's a mixture of the desert and the forest kind of intermingled there, kind of, so to speak, a little bit of both action going on there.
Very weird little place. It's like desert, but with trees.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. And the dirt is all red, and it's like Mars terrain with greenery on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a pretty cool place. And but we were walking up, when we were walking up, there's like this big plateau rock. I swear, like, me and my wife were freaked out how quiet it is up there. Like, if it almost feels like there's a sound vacuum over there, like something that sucks the sound out of there. And I have another video to prove that. Like, I'm literally holding my breath in on Facebook Live. on my Facebook, I'm holding my breath in so people could hear how silent it is,
Wow.
It's crazy. And then it's kind of weird too, because on my phone, the other video that got about, I think, 500,000 views so far, is like the pre-footage of before my current, the viral footage, Mm-hmm. And, you could hear the volume of that video. It's like gone too. There's no sound even on the phone. The sound was like acting up. So that was just a weird thing that I noticed. And so you see me walking up before I'm in the cave. You see me walking up towards the caves, and there are some people there. There was a lady, and you can see a lady in purple jacket somewhere in the corner. If you pay attention, she's out there with her husband, and they're just hiking around. I know it wasn't her that, got in a mask and tried to scare me or nothing, because I saw her. I saw her looking at me in shock, like, hey, should we leave too? This guy looks scared. Like, did you guys see the video?
I did. I watched it. Yeah.
And I mean, it's in Spanish. I'm like, oh, no, mom. It's like, Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm telling my wife, I'm just translating what the video said. It's like,
and
hey,
I can see something looking out at you, or some kind of head or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
We'll let you explain that one.
Yeah. I'll go to that footage, the viral footage. You see me looking into the cave when I first, and I'm about to jump in there, like, but there was I had a feeling like maybe I should look to see what's in there first. Because in that last cave, my wife scared me she's like, did you hear that? Because I was up in the cave in the previous video. And I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, not in the video, she didn't say this, but she's like, it sounded like a snake, like a rattlesnake. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, get the hell out of here. So I walk out of that cave, but I'm like, before I walk out of that cave, I'm like, let's go see what's over here in this cave. So I dip my head in that cave, and I'm about to jump, like, walk up there. And, I get that feeling. I'm like, let me look around. And I start looking up and down. And then I'm like, no way. Like, this is, you hear me kind of get scared, like, ugh. You see that? But like in a very, very frightened way. And that's when I noticed I saw something. And I said, the first thing that I felt was that gasp, like that gasp of air and that fear. And then, but like when I first gasped, it felt it was more like a jump scare, like a movie kind of thing. So my immediate reaction was, it's a mask, you know, it's a, like, it just scared me, like, you know, just purposely. But then I stayed looking at it for another 3 seconds, and I'm like, no way. And that's when I'm like, no mames. It's like, no way, like, no way. And I'm like, babe, let's get out of here. So we have a lot of people asking on the on the comments, like, you know, I'm getting more comments as we speak. Like, Alex just commented on your video. I keep on getting comments and comments, but people keep asking, like, they're like, why didn't you run away? I don't believe him. If he would have been scared, he would have run away. And I'm like, you know, with a, I don't know in what person's mind, like, even if it's like, let's say if it's a lion, would you run, turn your back to a lion and run? Like, that's not how you, I don't think that's how you escape a lion. Like, you slowly walk away.
Yeah, I don't,
you know, without,
I don't think that's your first
stumble
instinct.
Or like throw so many rocks, you know?
Right.
So, I turned around and slowly, you know, respectfully, you know, like, let me get out of your presence and let you be, kind of thing. But it was, and I'll go into detail of what I saw. When I looked into the cave, it looked like a balloon head. That's how the first thing that popped in my head. And then the reason why I said it looked like a mask is because it looked like, you know, your mainstream media aliens, you know, your big eyes, your gray skin. Though it wasn't gray, it was a different color, it had different shade, like reddish, grayish. It had a bunch of different, you know, wrinkles and like reptile scales on the cheekbone area. That from the best way I can remember is, on the cheekbone area, it had like reptiles, like a bearded dragon kind of reptile skin on the cheek area, cheekbones area. But the rest of the face looked like your typical gray alien that you see in, you know, TV or whatever, or mainstream media. Big eyes, humongous eyes. It took almost the whole head. Slit, it had a mouth, like a slit as a mouth. I honestly, since this was in February, I can't remember the nose. And, you know, I didn't stay any longer to keep on making out detail, but I remember markings on its head, on its face, like tribal markings. It's crazy. I went down, and after I got, I wasn't even that far away. We never ran away. We just walked away. Like, it was even surprising that I wasn't that scared after 6 seconds of walking away and feeling like I made it. I wasn't scared anymore. We were just walking to the car. And the story doesn't end here. It kind of gets a little weirder if I so as I'm walking up to the first cave, and I don't know if we have time.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, go ahead.
But I'm walking up to the first cave. When I got back home, I looked at the footage. I didn't realize my wife was recording me the whole time. And I looked at the footage and I said, I wonder if he's in that first cave. You know, if he was there before we were, you know, even there. So I didn't even know what was out there, you know, before. And I zoomed in, and that's where I get like the clearest picture of the alien or whatever it is. There's a lot of theories out there in the Hopi, you know, the Hopi legends and all that stuff, the ant people actually live in the caves out there. And to me, it could have resembled an ant, if, you know, I stayed and made out more attention to it. Or maybe back then they just nicknamed it ant people because ants have big eyes. I don't know. You know,
didn't know what else to call it.
But, yeah, it was a crazy experience.
So you said that that trail you were on was like a private trail, or you had to pay extra to get on it. What were you saying about it?
Yeah, you have to pay extra to get on that. And I don't know, my wife is the one that bought the tickets, but I think it was like on the OHV website or trails website, the Sedona. And I think it sends you to a link and you can pay for it there.
So it's probably not like there was 100 people up there. You said it was just you two and another couple.
I was the only one there that day, like in the as far as 4x4ing. Okay. There was no cars parked at the end of the trail. Right. And there was that group of people that were walking down. It was like 4 people, and they were leaving already. But I think they hiked the whole thing, because you can hike the whole thing from there, but it's like 4 miles.
Did your wife see anything?
No, she didn't see anything. Yeah. And that's the weird thing. I'm like, she was recording me and we were so close. I was closer. I was probably, like 3 feet from its face. Wow.
Did you notice any kind of body parts?
Did I remember the head or? So this is the crazy part. Like now that I get to reminisce on this and I mean think about it, it's the vibe that this thing had was like more of a curious vibe. Like it wasn't threatening, obviously, or else it would probably snatch me into the cave and ate me or something. I don't know. it was curious. It was more curious than anything, because the way it was staring at me, it was leaning to the right into the, looking at me was such an amusement, like a wow, like, but I can't, you know, I don't know. It doesn't have facial expressions, but you just see the big old eyes, little slit mouth, and you know, the big head. But I could see the long fingers, also grabbing onto the rock and lean against and look at me. And that's where, and obviously it was staring at me for a while until I noticed, because it took me a while, like 3-4 seconds to notice it was there, but it was just staring at me while I'm over here, like, you know, stupidly looking into the cave, like, like, what's in there? And then, oh, I probably must have got it scared. First word it's going to know is, no mames. Welcome to Mexico.
How tall do you think it was?
Like 6 feet, about my height.
Did you feel threatened by it at all? Like it could hurt you, do some damage?
No, I didn't at all. I just, because of social conditioning, I feel, you know, I got scared because we don't know what this, I don't know what this is. Nobody knows what this is. You know, I don't know what
it's
it was.
Human nature. That's, you know, you know.
Yeah, it's human nature. Exactly. I'm not going to stick to around and find out unless it was like, hey, can I ask you a quick, like, give me a second. Or I don't know. I don't know what I would have done if it would have said, hey, you know.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would have.
I got chills just saying that. But what I do know is that it was interested in me and not my wife right behind me, because in that other video, the pre-footage, when I walk and my wife made up this crazy theory, who knows? she loves all this, you know, stuff. And I do too. I love it too. And now even more that I experienced something like this. But she said, did you notice we walked like in between those two trees? And I'm like, why? Like, the people say that two trees are portals sometimes. Maybe that's why you saw it and I didn't see it or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, well, maybe. I don't know. Because as soon as I walk through those two trees, you see me get stunned by something and I stare right at the cave. And he's staring right at me, because that's where I paused the video and I zoomed in and he's looking right at me right there. But I didn't know it. Mm-hmm. You know, he knew it. I didn't know it. I couldn't see it. Maybe we would have been able, I would have been able to see it, but I'm starting to think that it was that maybe it was camouflaged or it goes invisible, because the other lady that was over there in purple didn't see it either. And my wife didn't see it. And only I saw it when I was looking into the cave in the dark. you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Another theory of mine is, I have what you call Wolf Parkinson syndrome, and it's like a double heartbeat. So maybe it's something different. Like, oh, well, let me, what is that, you know, creature roaming around here? Like, you know, let me
maybe it heard that and was like, that's interesting.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Yeah. And, but yeah, it's crazy.
You know,
but in the case that it could also be a reptilian of some type. You know what I mean? Which could also be how it blended in, so you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it the first time in the video. I saw it in the cave, in the cave.
Yeah.
But in the other picture, it almost even looks like a different alien, honestly, like from the one that I saw in the cave. It could just be that the picture's kind of blurred out. And you can't tell, you know, because farther away. But when I'm in the cave, and I pause the video and I change the contrast and mess with the brightness, I don't even know how to do none of that stuff. So I bet you if somebody that was experiencing this stuff, like went through my footage, like people think that I'm faking it and like, you know, that I photoshopped it or whatever, and I'm like. You could get the footage right from the iPhone that it was taken, you know, and you can see that it's original to that iPhone, and nobody's messed with it.
We believe you.
Yeah.
The thing about it is if you look in the area where you're talking about, people don't think about this, but if you zoom in and you look at this mountain range and these areas of deep forest, and you can just tell by looking at this that there's cave systems everywhere in these things. There's no doubt that I would be shocked if there wasn't. So who knows what's lurking out there? I guarantee you a lot of this is uninhabited territory. If there's caves there, they may not even be known that they exist. Who knows what could be lurking around there? Like Brian says, a lizard creature, or it could have been an alien. Who knows?
Yeah. Some underground thing.
But I know the listeners are going to be dying to see this video. So what is your... This is on TikTok, right? So how would they go
see this? This is on TikTok, yes.
And they just look up...
So what's your name on TikTok?
My username? Yeah. I don't even know. Let me see. It's Anthony.ax.reyes.
Anthony.ax.
Yeah.
.reyes. R-E-Y-E-S. Okay.
Yep. And there's a bunch of views, and I've zoomed in and tried to take better pictures, and people ask me to draw it, but I'm a really sucky drawer, so I haven't even attempted to draw it. Well, I actually have, but I'm like, wait, this looks like a little third grader picture, like. You know, it's not correct, but yeah, I only posted like 6 videos on TikTok before this, and I mean it was just for the family, but right after I posted that, it blew up. Even my family videos have like thousands of views.
Just out of curiosity, what happens when you get that many views on TikTok? I mean, anything or
I don't know. I mean
you've kind of reached you could maybe put some advertising in there or something. I don't know, how does that work? Can you make money on all those downloads? Do you think you could? I mean,
no, I haven't made any. I wish. They need to send the checks over.
I'd be trying to figure that out. I'd be like, hey,
right,
I'm trying to figure that out.
Brian, did you find it yet on TikTok? Are you looking for it?
Yeah, I got it. Yep, I got it.
Our listeners, I'm sure, will look it up and check it out. It's a really interesting video.
No, they will.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the craziest thing about it's funny. I got into reading about the Ant people or whatever, you know, legends, and supposedly these the Hopi. If you Google it up, if I'm not mistaken. If you look up the oldest Native American tribe, I think it's the Hopis. And And there's, I guess, their stories are that every time there was a catastrophe, the reason why they are still, you know, alive is because these Ant people would give them shelter and food in these caves. And you can see, you know, the carvings around the area are pretty similar to what I actually saw. So it's crazy to think that it might have been that. And this is going to be the crazier, but I swear, I'm not even kidding. Like, before I even went on this trip a week before, I had a really bad dream where I woke up crying. I have five kids. I'm married, five kids, and I have a lot of attachments to this earth, as you can tell. And if I lose one of my kids, it'll hurt. Hurt anybody, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And so I woke up crying like a baby because I had this dream, and it was like, everybody was dying in the streets, not like COVID, but people literally dropping dead in the streets. And I'm like, oh shit, like, we have to get out of here. Like, we got to find, like, you know, away from the city, you know. But these people right before they would die, it was like some parasite that would eat their brain, and then they would turn into zombies for like 5 minutes, and then they would die. Like, their brains would just spaz out, and they'll start biting other people, and they'll get infected. And like, it was the craziest dream ever. And I remember me being on a hilltop with my family, and my kids were, I saw them very low energy. Their heads drooping. My wife laid out on the floor, and I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know, they're about to, you know, turn, and they're, you know, my family's dying. And in my dream, I remember the craziest things happen in your dreams. A Tesla just, you know, goes up to the tree and crashes with a full family in there as well, and they're all dead. And I remember my kids, you know, they're always like, they've always wanted a Tesla, and I'm like, well, let me take my kids in a Tesla, you know, before they die. And I remember just dying, me holding them and waiting for them to die in my dream. And then in my dream, I'm not just like, what could I have done? I wish, you know, I could have done something to save my family. And that's where I wake up. And wow. Then I see this alien a week later, and on Sunday, that dream, I remember it happened on Monday. And I went on this trip. No, February 1st was a Sunday. It was Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe. And and I started reading about that, and it's just trippy. It trips me out, like, you know, that something like that could probably happen. And then these Ant people probably try to get my attention to come say, like, come, I'll save you, you know. And my dumb ass just runs away. You know. But it's just crazy to think, you know, that really did happen. I had that dream, and that happened right after. It was just like the biggest, weirdest coincidence ever. And yeah, it's an experience of a lifetime for sure. And
can you talk crazy a little bit more about the vibration or the energy where you were standing and being feeling that cold feeling and what was going on?
It started happening about a mile into the walk. I wasn't on the vortex, like they say. Supposedly the vortex is like in the tip top or like somewhere around the Bell Rock rock. And that's where it went away. But it started right before that tower, and it got stronger and stronger as I walked.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.
And my energy, I was really stressed. I was like on the let's go, let's go, let's go. It's late. It's our last day in Sedona. We have to hurry up. We have to hurry up. You know, I was on that energy, like, let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. You know, usually that's how I am when I go on vacation. Like, we stop in one city 2 days and go to the next one and go to the next one. And so that's how I was that morning. And also, I have a carpentry business. I make cabinets, and I had a problem back at home with the guy that he was so mad. And he's like, these guys just laid the granite on my countertops, and there's like a 1-inch gap from the dishwasher to the granite because the cabinets aren't level. And I'm just like about to cry up there, like just frustrated. I'm like, man, I can't even have a vacation on my vacation, you know? Like, I can't even relax. I got to deal with the whole company thing. Everybody, you know, everybody just, Anthony, I need your help. What do we do? This guy's over here mad. And I'm literally like, I was on top of this rock and my whole vibe changed. Like, I was able to talk to this guy. I was able to get out of the situation. I was able to diffuse the situation. I was able to tell the guy, hey, don't worry. We're going to fix it. I've never had a problem with anything. You know, if it worst case comes to worst, I have insurance. Like, it's okay. It'll be fixed. We'll get it paid. We'll remake the cabinets. Whatever you need done, you know, it'll be fine. And he was mad. He was like, and all of a sudden, even his energy was diffused. Like, it was just like, we were both on this energy, and it just kind of just, and he was like, all right, I trust you, Anthony. Thank you, man. And you know, a week later, I got it fixed. He's happy. This guy, the toughest customer I've ever had, but the happiest customer also. So there was no problem.
Maybe you have some positive energy while you were up there.
Positive energy, very positive energy. Yeah. And right, ever since there, everything was good afterwards. You know, like, it was just like the day had no time, you know, all of a sudden. And we were just like living life. So it was good that we went on that little hike vortex thing. I guess it could. There's potentially some type of truth to it. You know, I do believe in frequencies and vibes, and I'm sure every part of the earth, you know, different parts of the earth have their own frequencies and different vibration, you know, and everything. At the end of the day, I heard quantum physics people say we're not even physical, so it's just, we're just vibrating at a very high or low rate that it makes us physical. So, yeah, it's crazy stuff, all this stuff. And even you even got the government now, you know, they're not saying no to it anymore. They're just like, yeah, well, we don't know what it is.
Well, they're not saying no, but they're not saying yes either.
Yeah, they're not saying, yeah, exactly.
They're not going to.
They're doing the government thing where they're like,
they have so much stuff, I'm sure, and they just don't want to. We were ready for that UFO disclosure and nothing happened.
yeah I watched some of that. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I was waiting for Roswell or something to be like, yeah, it happened.
It just got to a point where they just couldn't deny it because too many people were seeing too many high up people, reliable people were seeing things that they just, you know, couldn't get around. So they're just like, okay, well, we're not going to say anything about it, but, you know, whatever. Anthony, have you ever thought about going back to that place?
I'm going back in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Get yourself a GoPro this time.
And big job that I have.
Take your camera with you, please.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a DJI, those drones. I got that Pro.
Okay, drone, cool.
So I'm going to fly it in there.
You're going to do that? Okay, great idea.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm
going to try to replicate everything I did that day. Like, go to the, you know, go get some energy at the rock or the vortex and probably go to the other vortex, pray at the church a little bit, and then go over there.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Another theory I have, a lot of people say on these comments, they're like, it was a demon. And I'm like, well, could have been, maybe. That's why maybe it didn't kill me, because God was protecting me, you know, or something, or my guardian angels. And that's a whole other story. I feel like I'm the luckiest man in the world, because Everybody says you got a guardian angel, man. Like, you know, you have no idea. Like,
that's
you
good.
you never get in trouble. Like, you never, nothing bad happens to you. You're always safe, and I'm always in like I've been in a terrorist attack in Barcelona, 2017.
Oh, wow.
And I was saved by just 2 minutes, you know, and a bunch of crazy stuff happened on that trip. And, it just kind of opened my eyes to the possibility that maybe there is guardian angels as well.
Whatever that was probably attracted to your energy.
Yeah. Special. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Before I was born, my mom was pregnant with me. She went to your curanderas, like a witch doctor in Mexico. She was going to get cured of fear. Over there, they call it curo de espanto, like cure you of fear because you got scared. So she was getting cured, and she's like, "You're pregnant." And she's like, "How do you know?" She's like, "I know." It's like your son is, he's a star. He's a star. And it's like a star. She kept on saying star. And my mom just told me this about like 5 years ago. I'm 28 years old right now. But it just kind of all the weird stuff that's happened in my life. It kind of it's led me to believe who sees an alien, who's lucky enough or damned enough to see an alien, you know, like.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it, I guess.
Like being face to face with it, like eye to eye, like. We locked eyes literally, and after I threw that big gasp and acknowledged it, I looked at it for another 3 seconds, and I was like, "All right, out of here." You know?
Yeah, that wave of shock kind of hits you and just kind of freezes you for a second.
Oh yeah.
And like you said, I don't know that I would have tried to take off running either. I would have just been like, "Get the hell out of here! Get the hell out of here!"
I got so cold, my lips got numb. Let's put it like that. Another weird thing that I left out. So we're walking back, right, towards my car, towards the Jeep. And all of a sudden you see, and this is just another theory of mine. Who knows? It could just be, you know, something normal. But we're walking down, and there's this guy that's walking towards, back to where we're running away from, you know, where we're walking away from slowly. And the guy's like, he asked me, "What's wrong?" He asked me, "What's wrong?" Like if he knew what was wrong, and I was just kind of, I looked a little scared. I'm not gonna lie, and I told him what was wrong. I'm like, "Hey, well, I'm scared. That's what's wrong. I'm like, I got so scared that I saw something in that cave. Like, I think I saw an alien. He's like, I promise, I'm not on drugs, man. I'm not even drinking. I'm not doing anything. Like, I saw something. And he's just looking at me blankly. He's like, huh? And he looks just like a hip kid, like this hipster kid. But like, you know, not the hipster, like more your Columbia, you know, North Face hiking dude, but he's alone. Like, so I'm like, after a while, I'm like, what if the alien transformed into this thing? And I mean, into a human, into something that's more comfortable to me, just to see me one more time or something. It was just the weirdest thing ever. And after a while, me and my wife were like, was it me or was that dude's energy kind of off? You know, like not in a bad way, but just like in a whimsical, mysterious, fun, quiet way, if that makes sense. Like, little smirk guy. Yeah. Like, and he's not judging me. He's not making fun of me. He's just like, "Oh shit, well, let me go check it out." You know? So there's potentially somebody else that might have probably seen this thing, maybe not. I don't know.
Has anybody ever come up, as far as you know, have there anybody come up missing around those areas?
Yeah, based off the comments, a lot of people come off missing, yeah. There's comments about, it's a capelli. And then I looked it up, what a capelli is. Is that symbol with the horns, with the Arizona, you see it all over Arizona with the, it looks like it's holding a flute up in the sky, and it has like all these, colors, different colors and stuff.
Yeah.
And it just looks kind of fun, like a symbol. I was looking up the history of a capelli, and it's like, it's an ant as well. It's depicted as an ant. So it's crazy stuff. I'm really starting to believe that it might have been. And because then you got people like, what type of alien would be chilling in a cave, like when they got all this technology, you know? Like, so I'm just like, well, maybe it's not an alien. Maybe it's like a terrestrial from this world. But to us, it looks like an alien. I don't know. maybe these people used to hang out with, you know, with the Native Americans, and that's why.
Could
I don't
be.
Know. It's weird.
That could be.
I wish I could talk. I wish I could talk to one of the Hopi people.
You probably could. Next time you're out there.
Yeah.
When you get out there, make sure you're take somebody with you. Don't go alone.
Definitely
I don't know.
Be careful.
Record everything you can and
wear a GoPro.
Yeah, I'll do that next time for sure. Rattle my forehead.
Hey, whatever works. Whatever gets the best picture, right?
That's right.
Well, we appreciate you talking to us tonight, man, and telling us your encounter.
Yeah, no kidding. That was great.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Todd. I really appreciate you guys for listening.
Right on, man. We'll be sure to check out your video again, and I'm sure.
Yeah, and we'll spread the word on your TikTok and get other people to see that too.
Cool. Sounds good, brother. Thank you so much, you guys, and you guys have a good one. And again, thank you for listening to my story.
Our pleasure. And if you keep us posted when you go back out there, if something different happens,
yeah, let us know what happens.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right. Take care, bud.
Oh, we'll do. We'll do.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya. You know, I keep going back to that 1.6 million views on TikTok. That's got to be a record. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's viral anyway. But let us know what you think about that video. And
I can see TikTok. Something standing there looking at him. Some people say they can't. But based on what he described, I'm sure he saw something, and who knows what the hell lurks in these caves in this world.
Yeah, his TikTok is anthony.ax.reyes. So check that out and go look at that video. Let us know what you think.
Let's post that on our website eventually when we get this episode out here. So you guys can check that out, www.cryptidcreatures.net. Check it out. Leave us a message. Check out the extra content, the blog. We have a good store out there, so be sure to check out our cool cryptid merchandise on there.
And our cool cryptid content on the
content
on the website.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We thank you guys for listening. Brian, thanks for hanging out with me as always.
Yeah, man. Always fun.
All right. Let's get out of here, brother.
Yep. See ya.